Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Better late than ever is what I always say. That's right. But that's okay, because we're here, and y'all are here, and welcome.
Welcome.
Listen, we are ho, 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 getting through the holidays. Actually, in the car on the way here, Elaine texted me, we were on the phone. She was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm on the way to record my episode. She's like, good, because I was looking for the new episode this morning. I needed something to listen to. I said, listen, bitch.
Dang.
I said, we was busy earlier this week.
Stuff to do. You know, it's our holidays.
Real life work got in the way.
It
Son
did.
Of a bitch.
I know. Speaking of real life work, so I'm off tomorrow because I thought it was Thanksgiving and I marked myself out. Remember last week when I said that I didn't realize it was last Thursday?
Yeah.
So at some point last year.
Thank goodness you hadn't booked clients on Thanksgiving.
Well.
Not that clients would book it.
No, but that's how I found out, because I marked myself out last year, and then somebody at some point along the way, I remember her saying, oh, you need to mark yourself off for Thanksgiving. I was like, oh, I did. I thought I did. This was months and months ago. So then I just marked off last Thursday, you know, and I was still confused when it rolled around because I am who I am. And I was like, dang, I thought it was next week. So Monday I'm like pulling up my books to see, and I was like, oh, okay. I'm working Tuesday and Wednesday this week. That's
whoopsie.
Great. I was like, why would I have taken? And then it hit me and I was like, dang, I really did take Thanksgiving off. I always think it's the last Thursday of the month, or that's what it's supposed to be, but I guess it's the third Thursday of the month. I don't know. But either which way, I'm off tomorrow. So I'm having a glass of wine and
it's
recording
a bonus
with you.
Day.
It is a bonus day, which costs me a lot usually because I end up spending money and not making money.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take Fisher to preschool and I'm going to stay put. I'm going to come back home, do some Christmas shopping.
Excellent.
And probably clean up this room a little bit and stay inside, because otherwise I'm going to spend money and just make myself feel even worse about not working.
I feel so like validated that I'm not the only one, that if I'm not working, mm-hmm. I am spending money.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, it is my comfort. That's really unfortunate for me and my bank account.
It is, yeah.
Because earlier today I was like, I managed to work just a very short period of time today. I managed to get it so I could have a day off this week, which was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I was like, I'm going to go to Hobby Lobby. I'm going to go to Home Goods. I'm going to buy some more Christmas crap.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do I think I need to buy more Christmas crap when I haven't decorated shit? I got my reverse mohawk tree in my living room that is still not decorated. Did I send you a picture of the top of my tree?
I don't even know what a reverse mohawk tree is.
That means I have not sent you a picture of the tree. Let me get to that.
Okay.
Anyways. And then I was like, no, bitch. I said, go through your Christmas stuff and decorate what you have.
Go through my Christmas stuff in the attic and go through what I have and take that with you as well, because I have so much crap up there that I need to get rid of.
I think, yes, there I have. So I started going through my decor. I got my upstairs tree up and I was decorating that before I came over, and I was going through and I was like, God, there's like so much stuff in here that I love, like really beautiful ornaments that I just don't think I'm ever going to use again, because I don't really do ornament trees. I mean, I do.
What kind of ornaments are they? I might be in the market.
Well, some of them I thought about you because they're like real shells.
And they
cost me a shitload of money when I bought them. I was just like obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And just, there's a lot of ornaments in there, but I don't do like your trees always look so cute with like themed ornaments like that. And I do more now like stems and ribbons and like plain ball ornaments. Like I don't do
like any type of like a theme or like an item, really.
Yes. I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for.
That's unfortunate, because I found a Hot Cheeto ornament that I bought the other day for my tree in here.
Well, that being said, I am going to have one tree, probably not this year because
it's December.
I'm like, busy. No.
Yeah.
But I'm going to, I said, I found this brie cheese ornament and I was like, Robbie, I said, I need a tree in the kitchen, like a mini tree.
A charcuterie tree.
That's literally what I said. I said, I want to make a charcuterie and keep it in the kitchen and have just like cutesy
so
little
ornaments. Freaking cute.
So I am going to collect those. But I'm like, I have all these beautiful ornaments that I just don't know if I'll ever use again. And I'm like, should I sell them?
Should
I
give them away? Save them and give me the ones that you think will match mine. Okay, but then put the other ones away because you never know. Like, I'm going to go through ours upstairs and basically in one container put all the like the red, you know, everyone did the buffalo plaid red and black.
Yes.
And I do think that's a classic. I think it's going to come back around eventually.
I think
and I
want to
save that.
Yes. I think that's
my like thing save too. Some of your stuff because I want to like make sure I have it in case it does come back around because that's what makes things like old and vintage is hanging on to it. And I have a big problem with getting rid of stuff and wanting and wishing I had the old version of, there's nothing like the old version. And one day, sadly, 3 years ago, COVID is about to be a vintage. I'm like, these are COVID ornaments. These are from COVID. So when Fisher's in school, he's going to be like, mommy, you know, like it's like the Great Depression. People are like, oh my gosh, you have a notebook from the Great Depression or whatever.
You know, I'm going to be like, hysterical. I have COVID ornaments. What? To get one of those like oversized Charlie Brown trees mm-hmm. and then call it your COVID tree literally. And decorate it exclusively with COVID ornaments.
That would be so good. Funny. I have like a 2020
sickly looking tree.
Right. Not the Band-Aid ornaments. So I have an ornament upstairs that I bought. It's the Schitt's Creek one and it's 2020. And it every time I put that on his tree up there, I think about 2020.
Yeah. I think. Yes, I probably need to go through and sort. I'm sure there's ornaments that I just know I'll never use again that I just bought for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But I really need to like organize all my Christmas decor by like theme or color because it's just right now it's just a hodgepodge and it's stressing me out. Wow, Maggie.
Maggie is okay, too much for me right now.
So the story of my tree. So again, when I'm stressed, I like to spend money. Mm-hmm. It's my, you know, serotonin boost.
I know.
And I just was dead set on getting a 9-foot tree because I have 10-foot ceilings and my tree, my flock tree is 7.5
Okay.
Feet.
So I did see your story. It was like just barely a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyways, we get this tree home.
Yep.
I was too impatient to
this
actually.
Is this a real tree or no?
No.
This is, okay.
It's an artificial one and I was too impatient and didn't want to spend $1,500 to buy the tree I really wanted.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
No, like sick. I know. Robbie said the same thing. He was like, you can't do that. And I was like, I know I can't do that. I know that. I'm going
to
look.
You're going to drive me to drink.
I'm going to look at it and I'm going to be sad that I'm not doing that. But anyways, so
hold on. Back it up. Where is the tree from?
So there was two different ones that I really loved.
One of them. Balsam Hill.
No, it wasn't Balsam Hill. I forget the website. I have it bookmarked just in case.
In case you get wild one night.
Rainy day. But the other one is the tree from Anthropology.
They have some of their ornaments too. just not paying $200 for ornaments.
It's the tree. So MB, it's her wine tree. It's that same one.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's stunning. I'm obsessed with it. I love the upturned branches. I love the way it's structured. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to spend that money. I spent like $400 on this one. Okay. That's not bad, right? Like that's pretty, and it's an okay tree. It's pretty full. It's got
a lot of sap.
It's got all the different light stuff, whatever. So I get it home. We're unpacking it. Robbie goes, are you sure that we have 10-foot ceilings? I'm like, yeah. And I was like, do we? Fast forward, we don't. Spoiler alert. We have 9-foot ceilings. So now I have this 9-foot tree and I haven't gotten a ladder out to fluff the top yet. So the top of this tree is literally like
this.
Oh
my gosh.
So the top branches just split. So it literally looks
like
a reverse
mohawk. So you have 9-foot ceilings and a 9-foot tree?
Yeah.
So that seems like it's not that big of a problem. Is just the tip, and which doesn't even count touching?
It will once I straighten it, which is fine. I also bought a tree topper, but.
Okay, the tree topper's not happening. Listen, stop trying to make the tree topper happen. It's like fetch. It ain't.
Yeah, it's definitely
not
happening.
But I feel like 9-foot ceilings with a 9-foot tree. Now I'm what are my ceilings? 10-foot?
No.
9-foot.
Or 8-foot. You might have 8-foot ceilings in here.
Well, my tree in the living room is 8-foot. And there's a lot of room. So I have 9-foot then.
I feel like my ceilings are taller than yours. Maybe. That's why I thought I had 10-foot ceilings.
You also thought you had 10-foot ceilings, right?
Whatever. Anyways.
Get the tape measure, y'all. I don't know.
Newsflash, I do not have 10-foot ceilings. I have 9-foot. So no, the tree, it is a presence. It should be. Once I get it decorated, I promise I'd have Fisher come look at my Christmas decorations. So, you know, we'll do that.
He won't let us forget. You can bet on that. He sure did. You see our inflatable?
I didn't. Well, I saw it on your stories. I was like, this bitch did not get inflatable. And then I saw what it was. And I was like, okay, well, that's the only acceptable.
Even my neighbors were like, yeah. Oh my God, it's perfect. But it's very small in comparison to the rest of the decor. I mean, you missed it. You know what I mean? And you came in through the front door and we have two spotlights on it, little baby spotlights.
But I did miss it. It's just enough. I wasn't looking for it, to be fair.
Fisher wants more. I'm like, no, we're not having more. He's like, I'm telling Elf David I want more blow ups. I said, no.
You're going to end up with like one of those giant snow globe things.
No, we're not. I was like, this is already a stretch, but it was perfect. You know, and Elf David brought it, fine. And then Elf David decorated the rest of the house on Monday. So Tuesday morning, Fisher's like, you know what? Today I'm asking Elf David to put lights on the roof. I said, we're not asking Elf David for anything else. And Mommy and Daddy override Elf David.
This is what happens when you give Elf David too much credit.
Too much damn credit. But I shut it down. I was like, no, Mommy and Daddy are the rule makers. And he has to run that by us. And I said, no, we're not Clark. We're not that level yet. But I do. I have an inflatable.
Well, it's perfect.
YOLO.
Sometimes we just, you don't have a minivan, so you have an inflatable.
I'm a cool mom. And yeah. Like, I'm sometimes not going to let him forget that.
We have to pick and choose where we concede, you know?
Pick your battles. Yeah. One inflatable, great. Lots of inflatables. Listen, if y'all are listening and you do inflatables, I actually envy you because I think it's so cute. And I ride past houses. I'm like, oh, look, super fun. But
I don't.
You know? They can totally go down. Okay, go downtown Apex. Like when I go to his new school, I pass through some of these homes, which are like $2 million, mind you. They do it up in a way that is so classic and so cute. They do colored lights strung on their little wrought iron gates. And it's all like picket fencing and it's done perfect. And they have inflatables and it's so cute. I will take a picture tomorrow.
You'll have to show me.
I am not a tacky Christmas person. And even it passes. I'm like, that's actually super cute the way they've done that. My yard don't got none of that.
Robbie and I are currently having a battle of the lights on this new 9-foot tree.
He wants colored and you want white.
He loves colored.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I like white lights. He insists that when he comes down in the middle of the night for his, 2 a.m. snack when hunger strikes.
Tell him, say, you don't got to get out of bed for a snack.
Yeah. But he says that the ambiance from the colored lights is so much more warm and welcoming.
No, it's very harsh and dark. Fisher's tree upstairs puts off harsh vibes. The blue is so aggressive, it makes me mad. I just had a conversation about
this. I have always strongly disliked colored lights. I don't hate the colored lights on this tree, but it's still not for me.
Colored lights are very nostalgic. And I even said that my mom and I put Fisher's tree upstairs. I got him a new one when Target did like the half off. Mm-hmm. And this tree is huge. And they're colored lights. And I plugged it in. I told my mom, I was like, oh my gosh, this reminds me of my grandma. I don't hate them for up there. But when it's on versus the color, the white, the lighting is very different. The blue and the purple are very aggressive. Whereas like the white is so pretty and delicate and it puts off enough light. Whereas the other one, it just kind of feels dark and dingy. But I do think it's very nostalgic and I'm not mad about it. But it's also upstairs out of sight, out of mind. Joke's on you, kid.
Where you don't have to look at it.
That's right.
Okay, here's a question for you. I don't think I've ever seen like homemade ornaments on your trees. You don't have like Fisher made ornaments, do you?
Yeah. Upstairs, I'll have to show you. He has like a handprint each year. So the first year he was a little Santa beard and his hand is so tiny. Yeah, I'll have to show you.
Is it like an imprint? Like, is it a nice ornament like in like
clay?
Yes, not like paper turkey.
No, he has a paper Rudolph that Gaga made at his house, at her house, and he's got that up there. His tree upstairs is all the things. It's all of our trips we've taken. It's his ornaments that he's picked out, and it's like the handmade stuff. But no, I've always done it in a little clay thing. But Gaga did cut his little hand out one year and did his face with a Rudolph nose.
I asked because my mom, I remember, like, we always had multiple trees Christmas. My mom did it up, and the kid's tree was hidden in our playroom, and that was the only, because my mom was an artist, so she would do these beautiful trees, and she would have all our like kid ornaments on the ugly tree, and she would never want anybody to see it. It'd be like tucked in.
She's like, honey, it's on the tree, and they're like, but it's in the attic.
It was like in a little tree, like tucked in our sunroom. She would like wouldn't let anybody go in there and see really that beautiful, fugly tree. And she's like, I just feel like a piece of shit if I don't let my kids keep their homemade ornaments.
Well, let them show it off, girl. No, I love that. I have ornaments from when I painted when I was a kid. I need to dig them out. I was thinking about it earlier when you were talking about your ornaments. And I painted a Santa. And I can vividly remember his eyes are a glitter blue. And there's glitter. I painted glitter all over his entire face. Like, it, I'm like, she as was who she was. She was who she was. Yeah. She loves glitter. It's my favorite color.
Hello.
And then I also painted a little girl on a sled. And I actually really want to find those and put those on that tree up there now that we're thinking about that.
You should.
Project tomorrow.
Artiste. There Unless you go.
Unless it's negative 12 and I'm not going upstairs in the attic.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm like Goldilocks. Like, this is too cold for me.
20 degrees this morning really pissed me off. Okay. I was not, Mike told me it was going to be 20, but I guess I forgot what that felt like because it's barely winter. It's not even winter yet, technically. And when I got up this morning, I was mad. I had two hairs on my chest and I was like, oh, okay.
I get a little cranky underneath 35. Mm-hmm. 35 is pretty cold and I'm going to get cranky.
It's not fair.
It isn't. Okay. Do you want to jump into our...
Of course. That's what I'm here moment. For.
Excellent. It's very on theme with what I want to share with
Great.
You
Great. I can't wait for all of this.
I texted Wendy earlier. I said, just so you know, I've been doing homework currently for our episode.
And she wouldn't tell me what it was. So no. I have no idea. So if y'all want to make fun of me again for being unprepared this time, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I tried.
No, there's... Well, we'll get to it.
We'll okay. get to it.
Anyways, Emma the asshole. Here we go.
Yeah, you are for not telling me.
Me and my fiance are getting married in 3 months. We've done some major and minor planning, including rules. We specifically want no kids at the wedding. My brother and I have always been close. We've gotten through a lot together, and he has two amazing kids who are 2 and 3. I couldn't be happier to be their aunt. Their mother has had issues with substance abuse, so she isn't in their lives. My brother raises the kids by himself, which is convenient because he has an at-home job. Me and my fiance decided we didn't want any kids at our wedding because we were going to be drinking, partying, and other stuff. I personally wouldn't want kids to be around that. We've also had struggles trying to have children of our own, and I recently had a miscarriage in February. The miscarriage was devastating. Of course, my brother was there to comfort me, but the sight of my nieces shattered me even more. I asked him to not bring them around me for a while even. He didn't respond to that well and stopped visiting me altogether. He said via text messages, if your own nieces cannot come, neither will I. My fiance said it was okay to ask for no kids to be around, but my parents were frustrated. They also stopped visiting me. I eventually sent out invitations to all my loved ones. The card had all the details, including the bolded no kids. A majority of my family was okay with that and didn't have any young kids anyway, so it didn't matter. My brother, on the other hand, was going to be in my wedding, but once he read the invitation, he sent me a text stating, "Wouldn't your nieces make great flower girls? Going to buy dresses now." I replied saying, "No need. They cannot come inside my wedding. No hard feelings." He then said, "It shouldn't apply to them. They are family. What color should they get? Blue or silver?" I then replied, "Neither. If you feel like you cannot be separated from your children for a couple of hours, then you cannot come to my wedding. My rules are clear and final on the invitation." I blocked my brother after that. I have nonstop been getting text after text, call after call, begging me to talk to my brother and allow my nieces to come. My own parents have stated that until my nieces and my brother are coming to my wedding, they will not be there either. Am I the asshole for standing my ground?
Oh my God, that is so hard. That's so hard because no, you're not the asshole. I don't think for saying no kid. We had no kids at ours, but my niece and nephew came. So that's why I say it's like so hard. They were in the wedding.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you have kids in the wedding, my niece and nephew were, they were able to stay, but they also went home early, but there was no other kids allowed and no one had a problem with that. I don't want to say we didn't have that as a rule. Now that I'm saying this, I actually left it up to the parent and no one decided to bring their kids.
Yeah. See, we did have no kids, and that meant that my sister didn't come to my wedding, which was okay, because it was also still during the school year. It was in another state, like it was a destination wedding. They would have to travel for it, and I didn't want kids there. And she kind of said something to my dad about, you know,
yeah.
not necessarily being thrilled that I said no kids, but she just said, "I just can't come if I can't yeah. bring them with me." And that was fine. Like yeah. it didn't, my wedding was super small. I was not upset by it.
No,
I don't know if she was upset by it really like long-term. Obviously I think in the moment she probably was, but right. it just, it was what it was. Granted, I was also getting married at a beach house oceanfront, and I'm like, the last thing, and there was a pool in the middle of the party. Like, right. I'm like, I just don't want that. But for the people that were going to travel with their children, because I understand that's not necessarily feasible, we offered to have a babysitter at the house. I was like, I will pay for
it. Yeah.
I will pay for somebody to be on the property, in the house. Your kids can be at on the property, just not in the wedding.
That's what my people did. They got babysitters.
And we were going to pay for it, whatever. So the option was there where people could travel with their kids. Mm-hmm. And if they chose not to do that, then that was on them.
Yeah. But I mean, it's not, it's I feel like it's 22. Not, a, it is. And it's not an asshole move. I don't think really. I mean, it's hard because A, you're not paying for the wedding, the guest, obviously. But also with, I'm literally going to lose my mind on this dog. She why will not stop so humping. Obsessed with I them. Do not know why she's obsessed with me. All she's trying to hump.
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Boy, I want to know. Da, 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 da. Okay. Great. Now she's coming back. Oh, brat. Stage 5 clinker. But it's hard because it's like you're not paying for the wedding, but also I would hate to not have people there that I wanted there. But at the same time, like honor the person's wishes. It doesn't matter what you think, whether it be about a dress, about a rule, about a dinner menu, whatever. It's someone else's wedding. And that is the bottom line. So stand your ground. You're not the asshole for standing your ground.
No.
But I think you should try to make peace and like try to not be defensive or like be a, and obviously we don't know. I don't know how the conversation was going or was going, but it's like, have that conversation. Like, listen, I really want you there. And you try to like extend the olive branch. And if he's still going to be sassy about it, see ya.
The other thing, like if you are really, you could try to compromise, right? Like, first of all, I don't think there's any wedding guest that would come without their kids because kids weren't allowed and be upset that nieces and nephews were there. Like, right. I really don't think any wedding guest, they would be the asshole if that was the case.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it's just not wanting to play favorites, mm-hmm. I don't think you have to worry about that. But what if you do include them as flower girls in the ceremony, like have them a part of the ceremony, but don't have them a part of the like reception party? Like maybe your brother would be open to like in this case, like, get a babysitter. If it's your wedding's at a hotel or something, have mm-hmm. get them a room with the babysitter. You know, I think there's probably a workaround, but I don't think you're the asshole for wanting what you want. Just saying no.
Yeah. Mm. Gotta love the family drama right here. Weddings, at the holidays and with wedding. Yeah.
I have always said weddings bring out the best and the worst in people.
For sure. That's a real thing. I mean, that's just how it is. It friendships end because of weddings, friendships, jealousy between siblings, sisters, whatever. It's just so much.
And
it's
you like, learn people's weird entitlements.
Yeah.
Like some people just literally think they're entitled to all kinds of random shit. People that don't play big roles in your lives. It's like, who are you?
Right. You're lucky you get an invitation, Marie.
Maggie, what you doing? Is you producing?
Maggie is really being extra. She is doing the most tonight, and we need her to... Oh, now she's going to love on Spencer.
Oh, she's going to lick bugs out of my nose. She's so sweet. Listen, I am not a little dog person, but I love my Maggie.
I love my Maggie. I don't know why she's being so dang weird.
Why are you being needy, huh? I got to get my phone, though. Okay.
She got it honest. All right, come on, Maggie. Get off the table. We got stuff to do, sister.
She's like, let me get the wine. Okay. So I figured our wedding submission was the perfect segue into something that has taken the internet by storm.
Well, I definitely don't know what it is because I didn't know when you asked me earlier. I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's going to ring a bell. And wedding anything doesn't ring a bell, so
okay,
so it'll be good.
So about a week ago, mm-hmm. I start getting some things across my desk, you know, my TikTok desk,
yeah,
about this very lavish wedding of one Madeline Brockway.
Okay, and I did see her.
Okay, she's
reach down in Miami, right?
Reach. Okay, so before I continue,
okay,
what do you know? What so have you seen?
Her dad owned some Mercedes or Lexus dealerships and sold some off for millions and millions and millions, multi-millions even. Her wedding, like we're talking, this thing was multi-million dollar wedding. It was like hundreds of thousands of dollars for like the flower. I mean, just lavish.
Oh, I got numbers.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So I saw that.
So you know, okay. So yeah. You know the gist.
But that's all but as far as her, she's nobody, right? She's just a rich daughter.
Everybody was like, who is this girl?
Yeah.
So, and when this first came across my desk, hold on, I'm opening my notebook.
Y'all a picture. Yeah, she's opening the notebook up, flipping pages, y'all. Yeah. Notes upon notes.
Okay.
Okay.
So on November 22nd, when I first heard about this, she had 6,700 followers on Instagram and 13,000 on TikTok. And obviously she had those solely from like sharing the first like few videos mm-hmm. and stuff about her wedding. Mm-hmm. Now she has like 74,000 on TikTok because people are obsessed. And let me tell you, she's not posting shit and she doesn't post on stories aside from resharing things that vendors and publications are whatever. So the theory is that she's using her wedding to like launch
something,
an influencer type presence. I mean, hard launch, baby. If you got that kind of money, okay. But so everybody was like, okay, so who's this girl? How does she have this much money? Whatever.
Yeah.
So her dad, Bob Brockway. Mm-hmm. So not only do they own Mercedes dealerships, like mm-hmm. huge Mercedes dealerships, yeah. which technically her mom, I guess, owns, like they own them to.
Because there was some shady stuff that happened amongst the stuff, right? During the sale.
That I didn't read about, yeah. but I know it was a big deal when they sold two of these dealerships.
There was something shady that went on. I'll look it up. Ooh, to what I have. Yeah.
Go ahead. So yes, they do own dealerships, but bigger than that, they own the parent company that owns all of Mercedes.
Right.
Or he's like the CEO and chairman of that company.
Yes.
So there's that piece of it. And then, yes, they own other Mercedes dealerships underneath that. And back in, I think it was August, they sold two of their Mercedes dealerships. I think the number I read was they sold them each for $150 million. But then somewhere else I read that they sold them collectively for $700 million.
Yes.
Collectively. So okay. I don't know. Either way, that's a fuck ton of money. It doesn't matter.
One of those millions is a lot of money.
$300 to $700 million. That's what mm-hmm. the figure we're going with here.
So it was her husband that she married that got arrested is what I was thinking of. Duh, that's what it was.
Wait, her husband got arrested?
Yeah, that's what it was. I remember seeing, so he, Jacob Legrone.
Yeah.
She's
who also comes from money.
She's a car dealer heiress, you guys. It says exclusive Jacob Legrone or whatever, who married car dealership heiress Madeline Brockway in viral wedding of the century, faces 25 years in prison after being charged with welding gun at Texas cops just months before. So I read that.
What? Mm-hmm. Unwrap the first of many presents this season with Holidays on the House from DraftKings Casino. With hundreds of games, prizes, and promos, DraftKings Casino has everything on your list. Right now, new players who play $5 get $100 instantly in casino credits. So what are you waiting for? Cozy up with all the classics like slots, blackjack, and roulette, or play exclusive games you'll only find at DraftKings Casino to feel the holiday cheer all season long. Download the DraftKings Casino app now and sign up with the promo code FAMOUS and play $5 to get $100 in casino credits. That's promo code FAMOUS only at DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and up. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer, $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 7 days. Terms at casino.draftkings.com/holidaysonthehouse. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so I'm just looking this up. I saw something about him recently, and then I'm looking it up, and I was telling Spencer, I want to make sure, allegedly, because they got a lot of money, allegedly. Don't come after us.
We can't afford to pay our lawyers.
We can't. As a matter of fact, you might need to just edit it all out. We just seen a little dirty dirt on the groom, allegedly. But I was telling Spencer, if it made its way to me and I don't ever get on TikTok like that, y'all, I'm still obsessed with getting my name written. I done bought some damn roses. So that's what I see. And then which in the mix, I will I saw never this.
Forgive you because I, there are so, it's all over well, my feed.
That's what you get for bragging and getting them to write your name and screenshotting it to me. And then I had to buy roses to get my name. And I still have some.
I was trying to get her name. I kept commenting, say Wendy, not Spencer.
I done got one with popsicle sticks and I'm waiting to burn it up. I'm burning up the rest of my roses with that one. Get my name written on a little popsicle stick. Anyways, yes. So I saw something about him. Maybe edit out the other part in case it's fake news. It was from Daily Mail. Is that real?
Daily Mail's legit.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Allegedly, Daily Mail. Blame it on them. Yeah. Don't come after me. Daily Mail said.
Allegedly, according to Daily Mail.
There we go. But yeah, so he was in some shit. And then there was something that I read. Now, again, we don't know what's true and what's not true. Because something shady went on with a sale or something of a dealership. And then I'll send you the...
Send it to me.
I'll send you my inside source.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, and so, of course, people are like, okay, well, this kid... Who is this guy? Like, did he just strike it rich or, you know, get lucky, whatever? Well, his dad apparently used to be or currently still is the tour manager for Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. He's like a Nashville kid. So, And I guess another relative's like a music exec. I don't know if that's legit or not, but he's obviously not.
He's not poor.
You're right.
He's definitely not poor now. They went in halves.
Imagine what the prenup has to look like for that. Oof. But one thing I will say, every video I have seen of her, she seems lovely.
Yeah.
She seems gracious, appreciative.
She's not a spoiled brat. And I know people with way less that act way more.
Legitimately though. Yeah. I mean, everything I've seen, I'm like, oh.
People say she's legit and that she's really sweet. That's what you read online about her.
Yeah. People are, and you know, listen, people that are that rich, people are dying to come out of the woodwork and talk shit about them. And I've seen so many people saying like, hey, I knew her in high school. She is one of the nicest people. She is so kind.
Love to see it.
Right. I'm like, okay, well, those are the people that you wish to have this kind of
if someone's going to have it, that's not us, then yeah, people like her that are just really sweet. Like, I would invite her to a birthday party and just pray to God that she gives me a stack of 20s.
Right?
Like, that's what size I wear. $2 million.
So this wedding, top to bottom, is just absolute insanity. That, first of all, it was in Paris.
Doesn't even look real.
No, it's wild. Okay, so... You've seen a little bit of it. Have you seen the Bachelorette stuff?
I think so. They were on a boat?
No. Girlfriend, the Bachelorette was 4 nights.
Yes.
In Amangiri.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep,
okay,
yep,
so
yep.
You saw that.
Yep, I saw that.
So a different theme each night. So the first night was a pretty in pink theme. Mm-hmm. The second night was Aliens Amongst Us. And then the third night was Golden Hour movie night. Ooh. And the fourth night was like a Marie Antoinette themed night. All out.
Of course.
I'm telling you, like,
she ain't doing anything 1%, well, y'all.
First period. Of all, a night stay at Amangiri. I went to their website and looked up their rates. The cheapest you can get a room there is $3,200 per night. And then their suites are $6,700 is the most expensive suite. There's one bed in these suites. There were 11 girls on the trip.
They better get some cots. Snuggle wobbles on the floor.
There's going to be 42 people sleeping in
that. Better be picking straws to see who gets the last of the pick.
So they had their photographer and videographer there, their content creator there, their floor. So not only are they paying for rooms and suites for them, but they have all this staff that is there with them the whole time that they also have to feed and give shelter and whatever.
Right.
So, and then during the day, they had activities. They went ATVing. They went to a shooting range. They did boat charters. They chartered like 4 different boats.
I saw
like
some of those.
A whole thing. So that was the Bachelorette party.
They probably bought the Eiffel. Somebody bought them the Eiffel Tower for their wedding. Right. I got you this.
Well, so that was, so after the wedding went viral, people found their registry and were losing their shit because they had stuff on their registry that was like $12,000.
Yeah. And somebody bought it. You know, they did. All them people.
There was lots of stuff bought. Yeah. And so I guess she's from Florida, but she lives in Fort Worth.
Okay.
According to her LinkedIn, she's an entrepreneur, but...
Girl, you're a damn dealership heiress. Come on, be real.
Listen, it's okay just to be an heiress.
I'm not mad.
Socialite.
Are you kidding? It worked out so good for Paris.
Hello. Oh, did you see she had a second baby?
Yes, I did. By a surrogate, right?
Yeah. Like, and then surprised your family with it on Thanksgiving?
Love that. I brought the stuffing and a baby. That's nice. Y'all are great. Here, Grandma, grab the cranberry sauce.
Yeah.
Very actually, cute. I don't know why I was acting like Paris had a country accent.
So then they were in Paris 6 days leading up to the wedding, and every day had out of control activities. So the first day they got there, all of the women went and spent the day at the Chanel Haute Couture suite, and they made custom bags that they got to take home. They had lunch. It was a whole thing. They spent the whole day there. Allegedly, at some point during the days leading up to the wedding, they also had an overnight stay at the Dior store where they had a 3 a.m. shopping spree. Word's still out on whether or not that is true. The second day that they were there before the wedding, all of the guests got a private tour of Versailles, and they got to stay overnight at the Palace of Versailles.
But they did.
Crazy. The third day, they got a private tour of the Eiffel Tower. Then they took a dinner boat to the Arc de Triomphe. My French.
Look at you. Take French? Are you bilingual?
I am bilingual, yes. I took French for, I'm embarrassed to say, like 7 years because I cannot speak any French.
Oh my God, I failed Spanish twice.
Okay, we had to pause that because we had to get Maggie out of the room. Maggie so she had to stop pumping Wendy. Okay, so then day four of being there, they went to Dior where she had a custom wedding gown made for her. Mm. So they did the big reveal with all of, her
the bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, moms, aunts, all the people. And then that was the same night as their welcome party. Their welcome party was held at the Paris Opera House. And she wore an Oscar de la Renta dress. So it's from their bridal collection. Cannot find this dress anywhere. But
like to price it out?
Yes. But I did find that they make like a colorful version of this butterfly dress.
You found another look at you just linking.
Listen, I tried. I tried to research this.
You did great.
So this other colorful non-bridal version is $10,000. Okay. So I'm sure the bridal version.
Because you know I had pearls and diamonds and shit.
Pearls
and diamonds and stars.
I'm not a butterfly girl. Uh-uh. She's obsessed with butterflies. It's like her thing. Mm-hmm. But this dress actually was really pretty. And she also.
It was the one with the cutouts all over it, right? A short dress with cutouts all over it.
But they're not cutouts.
Oh, they're not?
No, it's the dress. And then all of that is textured butterflies made of the same material over the dress.
I saw that. Fancy.
And then she also, whether she had it custom made or it was an option, had like a cover up. Because it's cold in Paris right now.
Oh, is it?
Chilly.
I wouldn't know.
It's chilly.
Cold here too, girl.
So anyways, the Paris Opera House, I'm going to go. I have a list of estimated costs.
Okay. Yeah. Okay? Let's get to it.
So that was the welcome party. So there were 450 guests for this wedding. Also keep in mind. So then the actual wedding day, and this I won't even butcher. It was like Chateau de France. Something like that.
That sounds so good.
But this gorgeous venue. I mean, literally, we thought Sophia Richie's wedding was going to be the wedding of the year. No,
this looks
not.
Like a Disney movie drawing. It doesn't look real.
It doesn't look like anybody could physically put together these floral arrangements. No,
those flower like sheets, for lack of better, like just hanging over balconies. Like how
I watched so. Let's put it this way. The florist, she's like a world-renowned florist. She's got like 500,000 followers on Instagram. She writes books. She does seminars. Like she is the florist of Europe. She's actually never, if I read that correctly, has never done something stateside. And she also did the flowers for the Bachelorette.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Flowers for Bachelorette, huh?
She has her own videographer who makes content and videos her process.
Right, of course. Like, that's how much. I mean, this does not, y'all, we're going to post pictures on our stories. It honest to God, looks like a painting that somebody was just like needing to let go of the paintbrush, but they just kept adding.
It's so ethereal and
lavish,
colorful, yeah, and beautiful. Like,
And of course,
it's like all these flowers are literally the creme de la creme, cream of the crop flowers. They were all flown in, obviously, because flowers are out of season. It's cold. Just insane. Anyways, so they also had to custom build a greenhouse, which is where the reception was held. So if you've seen the reception videos? Yeah. So that's a structure that was literally built on site solely for this wedding. They had it custom built for this wedding. And it's stunning.
It is stunning.
So the florist who did the welcome party is actually different than the florist who did the wedding. So the florist who did the wedding is the same florist that did Sophia Richie's.
Yes.
And we know that Sophia Richie's florals were about $1.5 million. The florals for this wedding are easily double, if not triple that. So think about that. And then all, of course, like the bridesmaids, I'm pretty sure all the bridesmaids had Dior dresses and everything. Everything was comped by the family. Guests didn't pay for anything. They didn't pay for stay.
450 people.
They didn't pay for their stay. They didn't pay for their travel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Let me get to my cost.
I also love that you have this all written down in a $4.99 Home Goods notebook. She's holding her notebook up, y'all, and okay. I'm telling you, it's very on brand for us. Hey, my bottle of wine was $25.
Please. That sticker on the back.
It's okay. Those are a pain in the ass to get off because you might steal it.
Yeah. Might steal that.
I'll show you a hack how to get that off later, though.
Wait, hold on. Can I get it off?
Madeline would never.
Nope. Look at that. $4.99.
Dior would have never done that for you.
I'm screaming. That is so funny. Okay. So I would also like to shout out Ben Keenan on TikTok because he also, some of these estimates I got from him because
you did.
He did a little legwork.
Yeah.
And I did a little legwork. And then I saw some other people that did a little legwork, but I forgot their handles. So sorry. And this is just a collective thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So all of the guests were flown to Paris. They were all flown. It took 9 Boeing 747s that were outfitted in first class. So everybody got to fly on those. Also, all of the guests had embroidered slippers and blankets for the plane ride.
I'm getting new friends.
Right. I'm like...
So what you're saying is they didn't get goldfish or biscottis. Like they got...
Right, they didn't get any of those fucking candy-coated almonds.
That are old, like 2 years old. They're like, it's fine.
I do love Jordan almonds, though.
You know what? I'm not really mad at plain snacks. Maybe I'm just white trash. I'm not mad about it.
Oh, you're talking plain snacks. I'm talking like wedding favors. Like remember little, like back in the 90s? The little
pastels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of good. Yeah, I kind of like them.
I like a wedding cake.
Okay. So... To charter a Boeing 747, the average price is about $30,000 per hour. So being that they live in Texas, it takes approximately 9 hours and 11 minutes to fly from Fort Worth, Dallas Airport to Paris. So we know 9 hours. Obviously, not everybody lives in the same area of the country. We're going to assume, you know, we'll average it out. About $5 million just to charter the planes. And that doesn't include all the accoutrement that was provided on the planes.
The slippers, the
correct.
The ambiance.
I'm sure they had lavish meals for their 9-hour flights.
And imagine what these flight attendants got like tipped. I bet they got a little extra.
Yeah. There was... 3 different hotels all around like the center of Paris where they were getting married, where they rented out most of the rooms. So based on the cost for those hotel stays, we've estimated $4.5 million for the hotel stays for the guests. The planners for the event, they charge $100,000 per event starting. Okay. Starting. We got to figure they had a wedding, a welcome party, and these are so grand. There's no way that they're counting.
It wasn't just $100,000, I promise.
Right.
They were working overtime.
Correct. And there's no way that they're counting this whole wedding weekend as one event. No. And
because I'm assuming they had to go there too, right? So they're having to travel.
Oh, all of that.
I mean, willingly, but I wouldn't tell them that.
But I would say it's probably a safe bet. Let's say 100,000 is the base fee, right? And they didn't pay anything above that. You got to figure they're probably paying the event fee for the wedding, the welcome party.
Bachelorette.
I'm sure that they coordinated all the other days. They probably weren't charging for events, but I'm sure it was coordinated through them. So there's probably a separate fee for that. And they did plan the wedding or the bachelorette, which was 4 days. And we don't even know what he did for his stuff. So maybe he was in jail.
Oh, we know what he did. We'll have to get into that, y'all. We confirmed something.
We did. So let's say at best, $250,000 for the wedding planners. But I'd say we're probably definitely undershooting that
if they're
significantly.
Buying out an airplane, they probably are paying more.
My personal guess, just based on what I was reading, was they probably spent $500,000 for the planners.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Like, really...
For everything. When we're talking bachelorette, the all the events leading up to the wedding, the welcome party. Yeah,
they're traveling and doing... They're taking a lot of time out of their U.S. time.
Yeah.
To go... Man, I'm going to have to start charging more than $75 for hair.
I think so.
What did she pay? You got them numbers.
So then the welcome party was at the Paris Opera House, which charges $250,000 per day. And it's a mandatory 24-hour rental before the day of your event to allow for your vendors to set up. And it took the florist 5 days to put all of the flower arrangements together, her and her huge team. This was just for the welcome party. And then it took them 11 hours to install.
I'm laughing because I'm picturing me. And the reason you can't take me over there, I would be in that damn opera house. I'm like,
hoo! Oh, yeah.
They're like, ladies, you have to stop. I'm like, okay. We're leaving.
Wendy and I would be on the stairs like,
we would be fired so immediately fast. And then I would be like, I'm charging you.
Humming as I work.
There's a fee to fire me too, Dad. So I'm going to need
that. Consider me a 7 dwarf.
I just can't. Mm-hmm. My brain. I'm like kind of mad about this, but go ahead.
Yeah. So we know at minimum, and it was $250,000 a day. So times two, $500,000 minimum just to rent the venue. So then they had six people on the stairs just to welcome people, playing strings, estimated about $15,000 for that. You know, chump change.
That's super cheap.
Chump change.
Oh, my God. You should have got seven.
Right. Meanwhile, I don't have any information as for, like, music for all the other events and that
kind of
thing.
Did they get refreshments while they were sitting there? Like, what was this like?
Oh, well, we'll get to catering.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. And then, oh, God, what was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say. Music. Oh, I'm sure. I think I figured out which stationery they used. It's a stationery in Italy, but they haven't shared their stationery yet. But I have seen some of the stuff they've done. So one of the other weddings, and knowing that she's so, like, crazy about butterflies, mm-hmm. They did invitations for another wedding in Italy. Mm-hmm. And it was a cloche, which is like the little wood disc with the glass or whatever. So it was a cloche with like the card, like very thick cardstock, embossed, foiled, whatever invitation. And it had like these like super delicate, like lace paper butterfly things inside the cloche. Mm. I mean, something like that would be literally easily $60, $75 an invitation on the low end, probably.
Easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have put the little caterpillar in there and made it turn into a butterfly.
God forbid you just pick an American stationery. No, she's going to find the most expensive one
God
in Italy.
God forbid you go on Shutterstock and use a discount code in
Mint.
Mint.com.
Not or sponsoring Vista, this episode.
Vistaprint.
Which is rude.
Yeah, it is. And Vistaprint or Vista, whatever it's called. Oh, my Christmas card was on your chair.
I got it. Okay. It's in my $4.99
Perfect.
Notebook.
But yeah, these people, man, I mean.
So there's beyond what expenses we are estimating, there's probably so much
untrackable stuff, yes. I'm sure, that we don't see.
Everything was embroidered. The napkins at the dinners were embroidered. Like, They had so monograms. I mean, just vomited
her,
everywhere.
Oh, her. And it was like lit up. It was like lights were being drawn in the sky.
Oh, yes. The drones. I have that too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
So anyways. Okay. Moving on. So the musicians, chump change. The estimated amount of the florals for the just the welcome party is 1.5 million. Okay. Mm. The photography. Okay. So the photographer she picked is like world renowned, of course.
Everybody has all these, world renowned.
Has all these accolades, all the, you know, Vogue weddings, you know, featured him as like the best wedding photographer in the world, some shit. So, no prices are online. However, similar photographer, like similar accreditations, whatever, about 24,000 for an event starting rate.
That seems cheap compared to like people here pay like 15 grand.
Starting rate. So
yeah. And let's up. Just, 25K right. And up.
Correct.
That's where he's
so
at.
Let's say they spent 25K. That they were there, the photographers were there every day that they were in Paris, mm-hmm. and they were at the Bachelorette. And I'm sure they were present during other planning parts of the wedding too.
So you're saying 25K a day?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. That sounds about right.
So a couple hundred thousand probably for a photographer at minimum.
That's probably not even editing.
No, that's probably just extra. Literally being present. And then, of course, you are paying for their meals, their travel, their stay, all of that. That is just part of what you pay for when you hire people for weddings. So then the videographer estimating about 200,000 for them based on their rates, again, because they were at the Bachelorette and they were there every day that they were in Paris. And then a couple days before the wedding, she hired a content creator. And this content creator is also, her handle is Olivia, Olivia and Life, mm-hmm. or hold on, let me look this up because this is going to piss me off if I did all this work and
pull
I still
it up.
Can't.
Pull it up.
Can't find it. My phone is going to die. Don't you die on me now. Let me see. Olivia.
Don't go dying on me.
Olivia and, oh, you son of a nutcracker. It switched over to Finley's Instagram account that I haven't used in 82 years.
Aw, rest in peace.
Not the dog, just the Instagram.
Yeah. Sorry. I meant, you were doing really good for a minute with their weekly thing.
Olivia and Living.
Okay.
So a couple days before the event, she got hired to do this. She is a personal branding consultant, but also does wedding content creation. I'm like, interesting, you know, given the theories about this wedding and why we're choosing to share it when she's like seemingly so private. And so they're estimating that what a typical wedding content creator would charge, and given like the scale and the duration of the event, she's probably getting somewhere between 50 and 100K for what she's doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Next page. Hope you're still with me. I'll move a little faster. Okay. Hair and makeup. So the hair and makeup artist.
You've got my attention.
Here you go. So, she charges $7,000 for 2 days per person. Okay. So I'm just going to give you a moment to mull that over, to digest that.
I'm going to update my pricing. And I have a feeling I'll book zero weddings. Holy hairspray.
So yes, she charges $7,000 for 2 days per person. So there were two people there exclusively for Madeline, mm-hmm. supposedly, but there were 49 total people as part of this woman's crew, the hair and makeup, the owner of the business, 49 people that she brought with her to Paris on staff. So we are estimating based on that number that Maddie alone for 3 days.
Oh, Maddie,
we're besties now. Madeline, that for 3 days, which it's going to be way more than that because, again, she had professional hair and makeup for the Bachelorette, professional hair and makeup for every single day of the event and the wedding. But we're talking just like the welcome party and her wedding, about 21K just for her. The 49 people that came, they came because they did hair and makeup for all of the female guests for the wedding. 49
people.
49 people. So this woman, Jamie, or I forget her name, that was doing the hair and makeup.
Yeah.
She had 49 staff that came.
I bet you everybody was getting a blowout, some waves, a little French twist, a wee wee, a croissant, being selective with a ponytail. I wish I could have gotten on her
49 people. So they did the hair and makeup for the actual wedding for all of the female guests. So figure they have 450 guests, right? So it's safe bet about half of those are women. So you're looking at just shy of $900,000 for hair and makeup.
Get out of town.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
$1 million for a wedding to do hair for a wedding. Granted, you don't make all of that, but a piece of that.
Right.
Holy balls.
And a free trip to Paris.
And you're going to Paris. I've never been. Oui, Paris.
She's like, oui, Pepe Le Pew.
I can speak this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you speak French. Cornichon, remember?
French fries. Cornichon.
So that's hair and makeup. So, okay, they did the private tour of the Eiffel Tower. It's $20K to have an event at the, to have like a party at the Eiffel Tower.
Ew,
they
rented out so cheap.
They rented out the whole damn thing. So who knows what they paid for that. A Dior wedding gown starts at $100,000. Hers was couture. So safe to say hers was probably double that.
Double at least, yeah.
And we don't know because we haven't seen all of the wedding footage. Did she change? Did she have multiple dresses? Let's be honest. I would not be surprised if she had multiple dresses. Her caterer. Her caterer's rates start at $450 per person for a plate. That is dinner and appetizers, mm-hmm. not alcohol. And I'm pretty sure it was the same caterer for the wedding and for the welcome party. So you're looking at just shy of $600,000 for catering, not including bar, not including alcohol. Her cake, crazy cake designer, whatever. A small cake, we're talking like a small tiered cake for him, starts at $7,500, excluding taxes and delivery. Her cake was absolutely gigantic and then surrounded by smaller cakes. So $50K maybe for her cake. Mm. Then she had the bespoke drone show.
Okay, yeah.
The drone shows by this company start at $80,000. So they had that going for them. And then the coup de grace, their reception performer, Maroon 5.
I did see that. We love that.
Who charges $4 million for a private performance.
When they could have just played the video of them crashing the wedding on their video.
Hello. Apparently, they tried to get Justin Bieber and Adele, who were unavailable for the things. But I don't know the legitimacy of that.
I mean.
So anyways, those are the numbers that I've gotten. I will continue doing research.
I'm knee deep in Madeline's social media right now, just perusing, and y'all, it truly looks like fake. It looks like they're airbrushed and in Photoshop.
It looks like a drawing.
It truly does. Like I said earlier, and I'm not trying to be funny, it truly looks like, because like when I do an art project, I just keep going on and I keep adding and then I mess it up. And this is not messed up by any means, but it's like people just keep adding flowers to the pictures. But that was real flowers. Like, how?
But I'm like, I'm just still wrapping my head around all of the other costs that we don't know.
Events, right?
What is the cost, right, of all their events? Obviously, if they're going through the cost and the expense of getting everybody there and paying for their stays, of course they're paying for all of their food while they're there. You know, they probably are having like catered meals or restaurant meals or whatever at every step.
Well, they're eating multiple times a day, right? So you're thinking about that, plus all your guests. I'm sure they footed all
for,
of that
right,
trip.
Right, for 450 guests, plus all of the staff. It took, I didn't even get to the venue. Wait, where did that go? Hold on.
This is the dress I was talking about. Those are hand sewn, is what I was saying. Those butterflies, they hand stitched those.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying like cutouts in the dress.
But, oh no. I meant they literally, somebody hand stitched this girl. Like, it's just wild. And the coverage, like her table setting, y'all, there's so many forks and knives and plates on this and wine glasses. There's like a champagne. Like, look at, I don't even know what to do all these things. Mm-hmm. I would be whispering to Melinda beside me.
So the rate that I forgot to mention, mm-hmm. so the venue where the actual,
With the painting,
that's the opera house.
Oh,
so the Chateau de whatever. Mm-hmm. So they charge $9,000 per day, which, right? Like, that's pretty reasonable.
That's like here.
But it took staff 11 days to set up for her wedding because you have to remember they also built the greenhouse on site exclusively for the wedding. So who knows what the cost of the greenhouse is? It's got to be enormous because it's got to be big enough to have 450 people there.
They should have just bought Paris.
It would have been cheaper, literally. So 9K a day, but then you multiply that by how many days. And all the staff, it was like, I think I read like it was 20 something staff that were working literally like round the clock for 11 days setting up for this wedding. So the estimated grand total, and this is again hard to guess because there's so many different things, but it's being reported that this wedding was $59 million. And honestly, given what we've seen, that might be low.
That might be low because...
Because again, there's so... We don't know what the greenhouse cost. We don't know what all of the meals and travel and activities cost.
Well, that's what
we don't know
say.
What her stationery costs. All the extras that go into wedding.
I guarantee you she had someone painting her
rentals.
Portrait. Well, yeah. And like her portrait. You know, someone like sat there and hand painted. Average Joes do that shit in Fuquay. Well, probably not Fuquay, but you know, in Raleigh. Okay, in Raleigh.
Yeah, Carrie for sure.
So like... You got to think about those types of things. The bridesmaids' gifts, because it wasn't like their trip was their gift. You know, she went above and beyond and gave them a gift. What was the gift? Right. Her shoes. She had her shoes hand stitched with encrusted diamonds. I looked those up. They looked like they were what? Dior.
She Maddie was Jacob. Between Dior and Valentino for the welcome party. So
got
who knows?
It. Well, whatever shoes I saw, they mm-hmm. were stitched with Maddie Jacob. Is that her new last name?
LaGrove.
Oh, that's right. LaGrove. Cause we said that. Cause he's going to jail.
Jacob is his first name.
Oh, right. So,
right.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. So she, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But either way,
but think about like all the other little costs that you incur in a wedding that you don't think about. And it's like, okay, we have to factor all those things in too. Transportation around the city. How did 450 people get around?
Pay for the Ubers.
Yeah. Did they rent shuttles? Did they rent cars? Did whatever for all those people?
It's hot glue guns. Like, we all need a hot glue gun.
Wild to me to think about all the other expenses. And then you get into gratuities and things like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They tip on these amounts is like, I'm sure they just did a flat fee for some. So like their hairstylists are like, oh, 900,000. You know, we're just going to make it a million. We're just going to make it a million. You know what? Let's just make it easy. We're going to write we're going to do in million increments. That way it's just easier for tracking. But also I'm trying to figure out, so not to jump. My mind is, I have high blood pressure because of this, because damn.
She can't get past the hairstylist.
Really? I can't. I'm like, I'm just really second guess. I knew we were valuable. You know, I really feel that in my soul, but I didn't know we were like $900,000 valuable. But Spencer and I earlier in our brief pause, we did a little, digging, and it does appear that old Jake is potentially headed to prison, allegedly. And there's like affidavits. I'm not a lawyer or whatnot, so I don't know what all this stuff
sounds
means,
like an important word.
Allegedly. But I'm just going to say that every couple of minutes. That way if they cut anything, it can't be, you know, allegedly.
Good thinking.
I'm going to play it in the background. I was like, allegedly.
Ooh, like ASMR.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
That way we were like, no, we didn't take anything. But these are from the magistrate, y'all. And it looks like his... again, thank God I've never been indicted or arrested or anything of that sort, but they're giving him a plea deal, and the recommendation was 25 years, or he could look at 99 years to life in prison for allegedly what he had done. So
I just can't imagine.
Terrible. Why are they getting married is my question.
Right.
So after all of what you just explained to me, I'm trying to figure out, I know I'm naive, but there's something we're missing. Oh, there's something
for sure
here that we are missing. There is an ulterior motive. There's an ulterior motive because this happened in March with him allegedly. And so
plenty of time to postpone or potentially cancel a wedding.
And also daddy has so much money. You either A, should have paid to get this crap removed. You know, you got to pay someone off, but you're obviously not able to do this. So he hasn't paid someone off.
She's only 26. I'm assuming he's a similar age.
He's 29.
Age. Yeah.
He's 28 or 29.
They're young.
They're young. And in that affidavit or the plea offer, it says from 5 to 99 years was life or that unless he took the plea deal. And the plea deal was 25 years. And so that being said, that seems like something pretty serious that someone's giving you the like alternative, like, okay, if you don't want to do life and this goes to court, because if you don't take a plea deal, as I learned from Aunt Becky when she went and Felicity Huffman, remember? So she got off pretty easy. Aunt Beck had to go and do some time in the slammer. And that was because, from my understanding, she did not take the plea deal. You don't take the plea deal, you get tried in court. And when you get tried in court,
you roll the dice.
It's kind of like smashing the judge's balls. And they're like, okay, cool. So you didn't want to do that because you think, so they're going to do everything they can to really, you know, nail you, allegedly get you in there. So I'm like, allegedly. What are we missing? Thank you.
You're welcome.
What are we missing that she still went through this?
I'm actually shook by this.
I can't believe you didn't know this. Not me bringing new info to the table.
All my research, I did not uncover.
You missed it, sis. That. You missed it. So also, I find it interesting that Bob and Paula, their main residence is only 7,500 square foot, 2.8 million. What? That's nothing. And Madeline owns a 1.1 mil, three bedroom home in West Worth Village.
That's probably their primary residence. Mm-hmm. If I had to guess, because here's...
It does say their main residence.
The other thing that people were pointing out, she's been flashing their money for a long time. Like
Paula or Madeline?
Madeline.
Oh, she has?
I mean, not in an obnoxious way, but she shares her life like minimally.
Yeah, there's some yachts and stuff on her page.
She spends a shitload of time in Paris. Like, I would be inclined to think they probably have a residence there somewhere because so many of her photos are there and shopping there and yes, going on yachts and like lots of travel. And so, you know, she's a lady of leisure, it seems.
I'm good for reading her. The court documents and then they just ever so lightly sprinkled in the wedding cake with the damn feathers hanging on it. I'm just saying there's a reason she went through.
There's something askew.
I just can't imagine being like, oh, okay, cool, cool. Like, you're about to go to court or whatever this is going
to
happen.
You're about to potentially go to prison for life, but I'm going to still spend all this money to get married.
Like, even not for her sake, but like her parents. Like, is that not weird? Is that not weird to anybody? Because I'm going to tell you something. Let Fisher have a savage girlfriend. I'm not helping pay for nothing until we figure this out. And we're talking apples to oranges, because we're talking to $25,000. I'm like, no.
And she has siblings. She's not an only child.
Oh, see, I was getting only child vibes. Mm-mm. She has siblings, huh?
I'm pretty sure.
They're like, sorry, we spent all the money on your sister.
I'm pretty sure she has an older brother and a younger sister.
Oh. If I were that younger sister, I'd be keeping tit for tat. I'd be saving all these TikToks so I knew
what I'd be like, I'm going to need all those receipts.
Right.
Because I'm going to need what she got plus inflation.
Because it's going to be different.
Sure will.
But also Jacob flew on a private jet with his mother. Did we account for that in the notes?
I mean, that was probably not in the nine Boeing 747s.
Okay, so Jacob headed to Paris on a private jet with his mom for his lavish wedding. And then also Susan and Jake, who is understood to be an entrepreneur in the software solutions business in Nashville. She has a couple other kids, it looks like, or another boy, and then a daddy that also flew on the jet. Okay. But you know what? They're in sweats. They look like the average Joe, although he is in Celine. And dad's in Under Armour and Adidas. Stop.
Yeah, it's wild. So
I just, there's something fishy here, y'all. This stinks.
This is my new Roman Empire.
It is. This is going to occupy a lot of our time. If anyone has information, please submit it to allegedly DMs because we're going to need some info.
Or the hotline if you need an anonymous.
Anomaly?
919-867-6776. just shoot her. We should try to get Madeline right on.
We gotta reach out.
Tell
to
Tell me why I didn't already think about that.
We gotta reach out.
I need this bitch on the show like stat. So, and if you go now to her Instagram, which is new within the last couple days.
Wait, her Instagram?
Yes.
No, it's old. She has old pictures. I just looked.
No, no, no. I'm saying like her bio is updated.
Oh.
So the girl.
Kindness always?
Oh, maybe it's not Instagram. Maybe it is her TikTok.
Bio. Oh.
The Olivia and Living person who she hired for wedding, but also does personal branding. Well, now in her bio, it's updated Madeline at oliviaandliving.com.
I see that. Yep.
Which leads me to believe that we were happy with her work as a wedding content creator and have since hired her as a personal branding consultant or manager, whatever. So we might just have to shoot an email over.
And her, we should, yeah. So her bio says kindness always like on Instagram, but then it says wedding content coming. Also, when we first started, she was at 75. Mm-hmm. She's already at 70. I mean, she was at 74. She's at 75.
Yeah.
Because I started following her and she was still at 74. And then I just pulled it back up to read her bio. And she's here. I love tracking when people go viral. I love watching her.
It is. That's why I literally wrote it in my notebook what she had when I... A week ago, when I first caught wind of this, I said, let me just write this down.
I guarantee you
she's going to blow up.
That is so cool to me to see real time because it's like real people are following. And I remember me and Mike's sister texting one time. A girl had a video on TikTok when Morgan Wallen shaved his head. It was the first video that went viral at his concert. Mm-hmm. And me and Lily watched it. And I'm telling y'all, it went from when I sent it to Lily, it had maybe like 250. It made its way. 250, like just that's it, not 100. And then by the end of the night, I think it was up to like, I don't know, 400,000. And the next morning it was like 2 million. It blew up. It is wild to me, the power of social media. And even like for this, like I said, it made its way to my timeline and her TikTok doesn't have anything before November 4th. That is the first thing.
I have a feeling that she probably
scrubbed it.
She created a TikTok just for this, or she scrubbed her TikTok, because you can definitely tell she's leaning into that as her predominant platform more so than the Instagram. But I followed her on both for good measure. I don't want to miss anything, you know.
Same. My future
best friend.
And also the girl doing her socials, like the video, like that one that I showed you, like it's really cool. Although I'm not going to lie, it's very on par with what we did for our launch.
She probably watched and really liked it. You know, admired our work.
We can't do nothing. We cannot do nothing. Listen.
She goes, you know, those
Madeline.
Those girls were onto something.
Send us 200 thou and like we'll call it even. I mean, if you want us to self-promote and be a commercial for you, like we'll
do it.
We'll charge you like nothing. It won't be nothing.
We'll clear our calendars yesterday, you know.
Oh, I won't even be in your stalls anymore. I'll be what do you mean to do, fly to Texas every morning for my commute and do your hair? I'll do it.
Damn. We can find a direct flight.
I mean, this is yeah,
anyways, this is so wild. This is my Roman Empire. I do want more information. I cannot get enough, and we will definitely have to share these videos, because I'm telling you, she made like whole damn music videos for each night of her bachelorette. I'm gonna show Wendy when we get off of here, because I was like, I would have given a limb to be included in this. Like, so elegant and classy, and like I said, everything that I've seen of her, she seems absolutely lovely. So,
no, she seems really precious. I mean, truthfully, she does. I just need to know what's going on.
Yeah,
behind closed doors,
we need more info.
We do.
That's it.
Love you. I mean it. Have a great week and bye.
'Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.